One of the pages we have at whyquit.com is our Quit Smoking Tip Sheet. In there, there's 20 suggestions of things that people can do to kind of make quitting easier. People don't have to follow every suggestion on the list, but all of them really do have a purpose. I'm going to do a series of videos talking about specific tips. I mean, they're basically one-line things. One of them is like carrying cigarettes. And it's saying, you know, don't carry cigarettes when you quit smoking. And this video is going to be dedicated to that. And then I'm going to try to do little segments on different one of those clips, which are basically one-sentence suggestions, but explain the mechanism behind them, the reasoning behind them. Carrying cigarettes is an obvious one. If you carry them, there's a risk you're going to get to them. People will sometimes say they're going to carry it because they want to show that they're stronger than their cigarettes. That's their logic. You know, if they're there, they have to say no to them and showing they're stronger. Well, first, people shouldn't be working on the premise that they're stronger than their cigarettes. People aren't going to beat this thing by being stronger than smoking. They're going to beat it by being smarter than smoking. Carrying cigarettes carry two implications. One, a person may reach in their pocket, light it, and smoke it before they even know they're doing it. That sounds hard to believe to some people, except if they think back to their past experience. Many smokers will realize there were times in the past where they had a cigarette, their own cigarette, burning in front of them in their own ashtray. And just out of habit, they reached into their pocket or their purse, they took out a cigarette and they lit one while they still had one going. It's such an automatic response, they don't even know they're doing it. Now, if this happens when you're a smoker, it's no big deal. Hey, if you're really cheap, you could put out the new cigarette, and put it back in the pack, and light it again later, and just continue smoking the old cigarette. If you're not that cheap, well, you can just put out the old cigarette, and you got a fresh cigarette going. You wasted whatever the amount of money was for that particular cigarette. It's no big deal. But let's say you're off smoking for a day, or two, or three, or a few decades. You have an unconscious pattern of going into your pocket or purse, pulling out that cigarette and lighting it before you know you're doing it. And even though it was an accident, per se, that you took that cigarette, it doesn't change the dynamic. You can find plenty of people who'd quit smoking and had many year quits, who lost those quits by taking a puff. Whether it was by accident or whether it was on purpose, it doesn't make a difference. Nicotine got back in the system and it took the person down. It turned them into a smoker again. So one of the most important reasons for not carrying cigarettes is you might accidentally get to it. The other reason, you might very purposely get to it. I had one lady who came in the first day of the clinic, and she was really nervous about quitting smoking, and she said she always kept cigarettes with her. She kept a lot of cigarettes with her. She always kept at least an extra pack or two in her purse, and she always had a carton at home. And I tell people before they leave the meeting, destroy all their cigarettes. And when I say destroy cigarettes, I don't mean break them in half and throw them in the garbage, because usually 20 to 25% of my groups have gone into their garbage bags, pulled out butts, and smoked them. When I tell people to destroy them, I mean destroy them. I want them to break them and flush them. You know, if you flush them down the toilet and you do it correctly, they're very difficult to retrieve, almost impossible to light. I mean, you're just not going to get to them. And that's really the suggestion I have. If you have cigarettes, when you are first quitting, destroy them. Flush them. Well, she decided she was going to follow my suggestion. So all the way home, she's driving thinking, I got to destroy the cigarettes. I got to destroy the cigarettes. This is what she fixates in her mind. I got to destroy the cigarettes. She's going to flush them when she gets home. She gets home, she goes to her refrigerator, because that's where she kept the carton. She kept the carton in the refrigerator to make sure they were fresh. She took out the carton, she took out the cellophane of the first pack, took out the 20 cigarettes, broke them in half. She's in the bathroom now. She's about to throw them into the toilet. She's about to do it. And it hits her. You can't flush a carton of cigarettes. There's too many of them. If she tries to flush this carton of cigarettes, it's going to clog her plumbing. She's going to have to call a plumber. The plumber is going to be a smoker. She's going to bum a cigarette from the plumber. She's going to blow this quit if she follows my advice. So what she does is the next best thing. She runs to the kitchen. She takes the cigarettes that she broke, the one pack. She drenches them in the sink and throws them in the garbage. She went through all 10 packs, breaks them in half, you know, literally is destroying them as far as she's concerned, drenches them in water, and throws them in the garbage. That was it. She was done. Half an hour later, she was into the garbage. She took out the cigarettes, the half soggy cigarettes. She put them in an oven. She dried them out, and she smoked them. She had no intention of doing that when she, you know, started this slow process, but they were still in existence. Let's understand something. If you destroy cigarettes, if you don't have cigarettes, that doesn't mean you can't get the cigarettes. Well, come on, people know where to get cigarettes 24 hours a day. They may not be sure they know exactly where to get milk in the middle of the night. They may not be sure they know where to get gas at some point. But they know where to get cigarettes. And that's the thing. It's going to take them time to go get those cigarettes. It's going to take them time to get dressed. It's going to take them time to go drive to the location or walk, whatever it is. It's going to take them time. And that's what people need on their side. They need that time. Because in that time, they can talk themselves out of doing it. They can reinforce the resolve of why they don't want to be smokers. So there will be times where a person will want a cigarette. And again, if they're there, they may very well go for them. Even if they don't go for them, their existence is driving them nuts. That lady who threw the cigarettes in her kitchen garbage, every time she was in the kitchen, again, we're only talking about a half an hour, but this could have gone on longer. Every time she was in the kitchen, those cigarettes were calling her. When she was in her living room, she knew where the kitchen was. When she was down her block, she would be fixating on that kitchen garbage and how there are cigarettes there. Destroy cigarettes. Totally. Obliterate them. Get them out of existence. Again, it doesn't mean you can't get the cigarettes. It just means it's going to take you time to do it, and you want that time on your side to talk yourself through it. If you really consider the implication that taking a puff is going to throw you back to either having to go through full-fledged smoking again or starting quitting all over again, if you understand the implications of both of those situations, you're going to realize the only obvious choice at that point is, again, to stick with your personal commitment to never take another puff.